إذ أقسم الأبطال بسيوفهم. The mighty, the brave, they swear by the sword, might of the sword. Swear doesn't mean vulgar language. I remember when you were children, you had to work in the station store, you know. So there were some white children around my age. So there was a dispute amongst them. So I had to be there. So they wanted me to say something. So I say, swear that you didn't do this. Just as the effort is. So now, swearing means something else. Talks about an oath when it says swear. It talks about an oath. But the person that doesn't know it, then you will misconstrue it, you will misuse it. So when the mighty and the strong, they swear by their oaths, they swear by their swords. The sword is the thing that gains power, honor, respect. That's the thing. So, kafa bil qalami izzan wa rif'atan mudaddar. Real honor and praise comes through the pen. Real honor and praise comes through the pen. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has taken an oath by the pen. He didn't take an oath by human strength, human knowledge, or human expertise. He's taken an oath by the strength of the pen. Now, what makes the pen so important? So if you read these verses, وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ, the pen and what they write. That's what mankind writes. Or what the malaika write. Either the malaika or mankind, what they write. So, malaika, they'll write your deeds. Inna alaykum lahafizin kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. The malaika, angels appointed over you. Honorable scribes. They know exactly what you're doing. You look to the beauty of the plan of Allah Ta'ala, that He's created man, but He hasn't just left him. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Does man think that he's not accountable, he's not answerable? So this is a wrong thought. He feels that he's not accountable, he feels that he's not answerable to anything. He just left, he can do as he pleases. So this thought of man misleads him. Yafjura, يريد الإنسان أن يفجر أمامه. يريد الإنسان أن يفجر أمامه. So what is this ayah saying? يريد الإنسان أن يفجر أمامه. He wants to continue doing wrong. And when he wants to continue wrong, do wrong, then he denies the existence of Qiyamah. He denies the existence of accountability. He denies the existence of him being answerable. So if I'm answerable, I won't do this. But if I'm answerable, then I will do it. Now, look at the plan and the design of Allah Ta'ala. Everything is planned, everything is designed. There is no such a thing like this, no design, there is no plan, there is a law for everything. That if the rain comes, you must get wet. It's a law. If the wind, a strong wind, it will push you away. It's a law of Allah Ta'ala. So, when everything has got a plan, then there's a plan and there's a design in your life as well. You cannot say that I am created without a plan. And again, look at the beauty of the plan. خَلَقَ فَصَوَّى أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Right? Just look at the beauty of his plan, right? So, he's created, for example, malaika. So the malaika has got a certain work, certain duty. What's the duty? Most of their duty is to manage affairs, like rains, winds, then for the ground to sprout out, germinate, etc. So that comes with the malaika. Right? Someone is appointed to take away souls. Someone is appointed to control winds. Someone is appointed to control rain. So they got duties. And they carrying out, they're executing the duties very efficiently. So they have been created for a certain purpose. They keep executing. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَنُ. They do exactly what they have been commanded. Not this way, not that way. You are created, يَحْمِلُ الْعَرْشِ, to support the throne of Allah Ta'ala, so you're going to support the throne of Allah Ta'ala. From the time you were created, right to the end, you're going to support. So you don't move away from the plan. And every creation has has got a design, and Allah Ta'ala has destined a plan for it. And that thing will carry out its plan. أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ. Creation, give him the form, and you are a person, or you are a thing, so he's given you a design, right? Then after that design, he's given you an itinerary, a plan. So every creation has got a plan, for a destiny, and you work towards the destiny. And then you must just look how beautiful this plan of Allah Ta'ala is, right? See, that cow, right? What's it made for? It's made for milk, right? The dairy cow is made for milk. So, in the morning it gets up, goes into the fields, it will eat, it will do everything, eat, gurgurate, regurgurate, everything, do everything, and then change that into milk for it to be milked. Right? Don't you see that happening? That regurgurating, you may not have seen it here, but you want to see it, you must go to India, go 4 months, Jamaat. India or Pakistan, you see that thing. Walking in the street, and those buffaloes are lying down, they're sitting down on the side of the street. And you see now, they bring all the grass up, they're chewing it for the second time, and taking it in again. You can just see it, clearly you can see it. Now you're staying here, the milk where it comes from. Well, it comes in the box, the plastic, that's where it comes from. So go and see life, natural life. Understand the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and understand, appreciate the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. Do it at least for your children. You must know, see the plan, the qudrat, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. See it. And they understand, they identify the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Let's say they put one picnic, look at the water, come back. I don't say it's haram, but are they understanding the greatness of Allah Ta'ala? In the pages of the Quran, Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is speaking about His greatness. إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. There's a lesson for you in these animals. When He's saying there's a lesson, then are you passing that lesson, you learning it yourself, passing it to your children? نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا. Between the filth, the tongue, and the blood, they're providing you with pure, palatable, sweet milk, enjoyable. Now, did you ever take out the time, show this to your children? So, take them to the farm, somewhere where this thing can be seen. So, He sees the whole plan, right? Came, he saw, right, that cow is eating, right? Then after that, he saw the thing providing the milk. Right? Now, Bakrit time, you're cutting that cow. He's showing, right, see, this is where the blood is, this is the dung, right? See, and see where the milk, how it's coming in. And the milk is not affected by the blood, nor its color, nor by the smell of the dung. And at least about 40% of all what you eat is from milk. Just think about it. Milk, right? Butter, ghee, ice cream, all your desserts, right? Think about how many things, cheese, how many things, it just works around that. But that basic ingredient, you didn't think about it, didn't think that how this thing happens, and how the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala manifests, how does it happen. Not affected by the color, not affected by the smell, not affected by the dirt, not the color, absolutely pure, enjoying it. Labaran khalisan sa'igal lishalibi. Amin samaratin nakhili wal anab. Tattakhiduna sakaran wa rizqan hasana. Then again, look at the different varieties of fruit. Unzuru ila samarihi idha asmara wa yan'i. Again, now this topic sometimes I think we should speak about it, or mustn't speak about it. But now, living in a Western country, you don't even think about these things. All right, in Eastern country you see it. The child also is doing some sangha, milking a cow, or the goat. The child is doing it. So they see these things. And now here, we are far away from these things here. We are not pondering, nor are we getting our children to think. If we're thinking with our children, 2 + 2 = 4, or talking about a higher level and something about science, and then technology, and then about rockets, etc. Relate to those basic things the child sees, he relates to, he works with every day. Talk about these things. So, unzuru ila samari idha asmara wa yan'i. So that fruit that comes out, right, when it comes out, right, then it's just a flower. Don't you see it? Mango, it's a flower. No? That's the beginning. So that thing looks so insignificant at that time. It's just a flower, nothing more than a flower. It has appeared, right? So tiny, so small, so insignificant. Then, with the passage of time, when that thing slowly grows, expands, taking shape, then taking color, looks so attractive. Unzuru ila samari, look at the beginning, and look at the end. Unzuru ila samari, idha asmara wa yan'i, but it's ripe and full, and export grade. Look at it, look how juicy, how beautiful, how attractive to the eye. You see the Qudrat of Allah. And sometimes, you look at the Qudrat of Allah from different perspectives, right? Look at it again. Same thing, but look at it. I tell you, this azmat of Allah Ta'ala, once it's settled in the heart, you win, you're gone. And when you're going to be illustrating these things with your children, they will love you, and they will begin to have that azmat, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala at heart. Allah Ta'ala, so beautiful, so great He is. And again, look at the fruit again, from a different dimension, right? Look at an apple, for example, right? And it's just got a veneer, very, very, very thin peel. Right? The peel, what is it doing? Just a small, little, thin peel around the fruit. What is it doing? It's doing two things. It's preserving the inside color and the sweetness. Take out the color, take out the skin and see what happens. Does it have its color? Does it have that original sweetness? But then it's so small, so tiny, thin veneer, and that thing is doing such a magnificent thing. Whose Qudrat is this? Ask yourself, can all mankind replace something with a plastic or something? They can't be nowhere near that. It's so beautiful, attractive, the color. And so thin it is, it looks, you know, you don't think much about it. But what it's doing, you ever think about it? See that thin skin? That skin is so thin. But what it's doing? Protecting it, preserving it, the texture, the color, the beauty, the freshness. Just that skin is doing the whole thing. And the breast refrigerators can't do that. You put that apple in the freezer, in the deep freezer, and then you serve it after some time. See, it's got it safe, it's got the same texture, sweetness. I think pulp, you can make it out, that sweetness is gone. Doesn't it happen? خدا تعالیٰ کی قدرت کو دیکھو. اِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. Again, whole verses of the Quran Sharif are dedicated to showing you, to this, illustrating the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. It's an obligation, it's a duty that the parents must take out the time and show them Tawheed. Al-Ba'aratu tadullu ala al-Ba'eed. You saw some waste there, dung you saw, right? Your mind will definitely say there is a camel that, or an animal that walks this way, right? Any person in his right sense of mind, can he deny the presence of an animal on that road? In the right sense of his mind, any person. Nobody can. If there is a dung there is that animal. If there is a waste there is that animal. It can't be otherwise. Your mind doesn't want to say, once you know that neutron went and the proton and this element got mixed up like that, and after 50 million years, I think they came. All nonsense, right? An edible pasture. Is it? Now, the type of scientific language that the child is exposed to in the school makes him forget the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Al-Ba'aratu tadullu ala al-Ba'eed. See, simple things. Wal-Mashyu tadullu ala al-Aqdam. If there are footprints, they say, no, someone walked past here. And then they can use it. They can use it as the defense, right? Say, for example, if there was a robbery, footprints, handprints, don't they use it in the defense? So that means it's so accurate for the law also to use it in the defense, right? So there must be some level of precision in that. And then besides the precision, look at it. There are billions and trillions of people, right, that have passed the world, right? And every person's footprint and thumbprint is different. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَ بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَ. You can put back his fingerprints together, his fingertips together. And then that fingertip is such a miracle, such a beauty of Allah Ta'ala, that every person's fingerprint is different, totally different. And there is so much of certainty on that, that it's different, that that can be used as a proof. Doesn't it use a person can't sign or something? And it can be used as a proof. So, look at that, look at your thumb on your mind. Everybody got lines. Some lines curved this way, that way, you got some lines. Right? But then, in spite of the billions of people, each person's fingerprint is different to the other. So, ye kis ki kudrat ka karishma hai? Whose beauty is being expressed? In such a small space, maybe not even a centimeter, right? Such a small space, but such kudrat is being manifest. Wal mashyu tadullu ala al-aqdam. So all this is the what? There is a bahas, you know, a discussion. when a person is coming into Islam, then must he study all the discussions of the mutakallimin, bulatul mutakallimin, la ayn, wala ghayy, and all that thing. Then only will he be accepted. So one group enter on that side, they say, no, you must study all the discussions of the mutakallimin, then only can you become a Muslim. And that was rejected, nobody accepted that. Because if you study everybody's arguments, all the arguments of the mutakallimin, maybe in the whole of Durban you find about two people, Muslims. So describe that, you don't need all this detail. And the great argument is, Sahaba Kiram, they all accepted Islam, but did they have to go through the whole process of learning all the arguments of the mutakallimin, then only accepted, admitted into Islam? So if it was a condition, they would have had to learn it. Nothing to do. So there is a discussion. But you go through all the discussion of the mutakallimin to accept Islam. Someone say, no, just the taqlidi faith is also sufficient. Taqlidi faith, in other words, something we inherited from above, that is sufficient. Or there is some base for this. You can't totally refute this, right? But the best explanation that I came to was Hazrat Shaykh Yunus Rahmatullah Alayh. He says, it's subject to the individual. It's subject to the individual. What you require to get the certainty of faith, you must do it. So if it's an ordinary person, then al-ba'aratu tadullu ala al-ba'id wal-mashyu ala al-aqdam. Ordinary person, that's his reasoning, right? فَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتُ الْأَبْرَاجِ وَالْأَرْضُ ذَاتُ الْفِجَاجِ. Now you look at the heavens, you look at all the constellations, the galaxies, the Milky Way, and whatever other stars they are, right? Look at all that beauty. Yeah? Sometimes you think, when these lights are switched on, it looks so beautiful, doesn't it? But they're imitating Allah Ta'ala. That beauty came from Allah Ta'ala, right? It's what they own. It took them 300 years to get this thing right. Before that, they looked at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and they did it. Then they said, oh, my, I did it. Allah doesn't like that. God is from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So speak about the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Relate, identify the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Speak to your children about it. So, فَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتُ الْأَبْرَاجِ. Look at all the constellations, the beauty. And look at the systematic operation. How harmonious it's working. Do you see, for the years that the sun is in operation, it's following the same cause. The distance is the same. The cause is the same. The speed is the same. And the slant that it's moving is the same. Not a slant, right? Call it an angle, call it a slant. The slant that it's moving is the same. The distance is the same from the earth, right? The speed is the same. The speed hasn't been altered, right? Now, don't you see, all these things, everybody can see. If there was a small alteration in the speed or the slant, right, or the distance, the whole world would have been either roasted or frozen. Do you understand that? Yeah? The slight, the slanted a little bit more this way, that way. If it was altered, the speed was altered, the time would have been affected, right? You wouldn't have had 24 hours then. You could have 23 hours, 20 hours. So the speed is regulated, the slant is regulated, right? The distance is regulated. It's a little bit closer, or a little bit further, then to the people of the earth would have had a bad deal. So everything is regulated. And for the thousands of years that the sun is in operation, that thing remains in its slavery. One of the muhaddithin that come in our chain, okay, reporters, right? So we have a chain. It's known as Shah Abdul Shah Ishaq Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. So the graves can still go now. Mahdiya, what was the place? Mahdiya, yeah. Smile removes all the ziyarats. Even the Baqi also says, hey, this is Tabi. You show me today, I'll forget tomorrow. This is Abu Huraira, this is Ibn Mas'ud, this is Azwaja Mutaharat. And very relaxed, he just tells you straight. Allah forgot. Important, isn't it? We must know our roots. Our roots, we must know. It's our family. Don't we belong to that? So let's learn this thing. Show our children, point it out to this. The Qudrat, the Sahaba Kiram. That's why I tell the people, go for Umrah. I don't stop you. I don't discourage. But take some Sirat Kitab and show all the places of importance. This is Badr, what happened here, how it started off. They must know about the Sahaba Kiram. They must know about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They must know about his achievements, what he's done. And no time for that. Come, there is a little bit here, there, gone. What happened at Uhud, where the archers were positioned, and what was the mistake, and how they took control. So now, that whole picture is in front of the child. Now he understands, alright, so much of work went in for us to receive Islam. So that whole picture is before him. Whole picture is before him. So do we think like this? Do we think that there is a succession plan? What you have got to pass it on to your children. Your duty is not only to make him stand on his feet. Now, this Western secularism, this is how you began to think that your duty is only to put him on his feet, that he can manage. So that becomes a major concern. Khata pita hai nahi. Major plan. Here, the proposals for the child. Both the other kamata, he's alright. Bas wo thora sa wo namaz padh le. See, the khata pita is the main important thing, most important thing, can stand on his feet. That namaz is not too right, you know. Missing out, reading, not reading. So that can be over. So, wo theek ho jayega. But do you apply the same thing for wealth? Wo bhi ho jayega. No, he must be financially secure, then only can we give our daughter, that she will suffer. But if he's deeni insecure, it's alright, that in time it'll get fixed up. Tabligh Jamaat, something will happen, it'll get fixed up. See the criterion we are using, the benchmark we are using. I ask you, is that fair? Is that the right thing? I don't say, don't look for that security, but when you're giving a preference, look at the deen first. It is the person now committed to deen, first for bidati deen, otherwise what's the meaning of the hadith? First for bidati deen. But deen must be given a preference. So we're talking about Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and all these Buzurgan deen, these Muhaddiseen who come in the chain of our reporters, right? All the graves are there by Mahdiyan, right? So that Shah Waliullah Sahib, his son has Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib, then Shah Ismail Shaheed Sahib, well, he's doing Balakot, right? But others all there, right? Ismail Shaheed Sahib and Shah Ahmad Sayyid Sahib, Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Sahib, yeah, Balakot, they were Shaheed, right? So must know something about them. Now, Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he became the head of the madrasa when his father or grandfather passed away. So he was in charge of the madrasa. But now he saw that his father or grandfather, whoever it was, both Muhaddiseen, Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib or whoever, a Hindu would come into the madrasa premises, the madrasa, the courtyard, and he would do some of his Hindu prayers. The prayer that we do even here now, then too, they draw out water and they offer it to the sun. See, Allah Pak save us from this type of worship. Right? So what happened to them was, Jahabar, the مظہر الہی نظر آیا اسی کو اس مظہر کو خدا سمجھا, مظہر کو خدا سمجھا. بلکیز شی آلسو گاٹ ڈیسیوڈ دا سیم وے. نا کانت من قوم کافرین, شی سو دا مظہر, دا سن واز دا مظہر آف دا قدرت, سو شی وینٹ اینڈ ورشپ دا تھنگ. So, not realizing that that's just the manifestation, mazhar, manifestation of the glory of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, this is His manifestation. So you took the manifestation as the Qudrat. So, by the same manner, the water is a manifestation of His Qudrat, right? Because all life depends on water. Can you think of any life without water? That is why when they thought of going to the moon, what put them away, there's no water there. How are you going to live? Now they're talking of Mars. Again, the same question is coming up, but there's no water there, no rain, nothing coming. So that you can't, life can't be sustained by water. But they understand that. So it's a mazhar of life. Life. Allah Ta'ala is the giver of life. But then this, isn't it a reflection of life? And He's the giver. So you looked at the rain, but you didn't look at the person that provided the rain. Is that right? Is the thinking right? Your father gave you a gift, right? Like motor car. So you look at the car and getting drunkard with the car, the beauty of the car, and you forgot your father. Is that the right thing? He gave you, he sweated, he worked hard, he gave you money, right? So you look at the car and you forgot your father. Is that the right thing? Similarly, your father initiated you, he encouraged you towards Dini Talim, right? So, you think I'm a great Alim and a great. But the one that encouraged you, brought you on the line, do you ever think about him? He's forgotten, so drowned and so drunkard in that ilm, sukkirat absorbed, right? Got drowned in that thing. But the one that was instrumental in passing that on, that is forgotten, and you think of I, utitu ala ilmi, I got it because of my own intelligence, my acumen, my beauty. See this, yesterday we spoke about tawakkul, same again, the tawheed, the yaqeen. But you got it, you learned something in deen, two pages, one masla you learned, say alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah. I couldn't fulfill your haqq, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I learned something new. Alhamdulillah, you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you also appreciate the means that passed on that knowledge to you. Here's the means He's passed on, you appreciate that. The giver is Allah ta'ala, you appreciate it. The kitab that you're studying, right? And you make dua for the person who's written the kitab. For example, for people like us, best is ever, right? Or the Fazail Kitab, right? So we're learning something, we're benefiting. Do you ever think about the writer, that he has the right also over us? He's writing and we're benefiting from, after further reading the Fazail al-Sadaqat. Do you ever think of us, the Shaykh Hamdata, at that time? See what pains he went through to prepare this Kitab here. We got it so easy, we got it as though everything is done, The land was prepared, the seed was sown, that thing came up, and the thing was harvested, then it went to the miller and whatever else, whatever processes it went through, then it became a cereal, right? And then it was prepared, and it was spoon-fed. You were spoon-fed, but you think about all the processes that went until it came into your mouth. Do you think about that? So we're talking about Hazrat Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Now, his father or grandfather passed away, and now the helm of the madrasa came to his hand. He is in charge. Now, he can't tolerate this, that this Hindu is coming and doing his puja here, right in the madrasa courtyard. How can he do it? But then, for a moment, he thinks, my father or my grandfather knew this thing's happening, and he didn't stop him. There must be some reason that I can't perceive. There must be some reason that there must be something deeper to this, because he was a very great Alim, very, very great Alim, Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib, too great to us. All India they depend on him. In that age, like in, say about 200 years ago, if anybody was the student of Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullah, they would make it a point to go and visit him. Like Maulana Fazlur Rahman, Ganj Muradabadi, all his Buzurgani, all the contemporaries, they would make it a point to go and visit him. Because he was the closest link. Talk of more time that he went to meet him. Muhaddis Abdul Hayy Lakhnavi Rahman, he went to meet him. All his people went to meet him. You can imagine how great he must have been. He said, no, he was a great person. He knew that maybe I'm missing out something. I can't understand, but I'm missing out something. But you know, see, these people had that understanding and respect as well. Consideration, understanding, respect. So all these things come and bring about the perfection. Otherwise, you are deficient, right? With understanding, application, understanding, maturity, all these things come. All these things, when you put everything together, then you get the maturity. You got it, but you haven't got it matured. And then maturity is so important. See, that mango came out, right? It was green. Does it fetch the price? If it's mature, beauty, then another price. That mince now, right? Came from the butcher, and now, does it fetch the price? Does it fetch the price? No price, right? But then it went through a process, they went to Ben Gurion's, and it became a samosa now. One samosa, what are you paying for? At least about 3 rand, at least, right? 3 rand. So a little bit of mince for the process and all that. And you just change the whole thing. Just the whole thing is just changed. Just a little bit of touch, hand touch. See, the process. Then you've got the perfection, the beauty. Sometimes I amuse myself with a woman, say, you know, the old days, what used to happen? The mince used to be fresh, the dhania used to be fresh, and the samosa was prepared fresh. Now you all are doing this thing here, 10 years in advance, putting this. So Allah Ta'ala gave them brains also. He also think that they got no brains. They say, their reply was, you see, in the past, when they were making samosas, each person used to get about 2-3, I didn't know those days, 1860s, giving iftar, one samosa or two samosas. Everybody gets a share. Because they're preparing it fresh. Everything is fresh. So you just get two samosas, max you get 3 samosas. Now each one was about 12, 13. Baker's does it, right? Doesn't it happen? So if you all could revert to that way, we could also revert. But now we're only one side, can't work for that. So anyway, now you're talking about Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and this Hindu is coming to the courtyard and he's doing all his stuff, right? When he's doing all his stuff, Shah Sahib is getting worked up. And he's thinking, hey, but this man is very mature. He had sight, he had vision, and I can't just ignore that. Anyway, one day that Hindu, same Hindu, is advanced old age. The Hindu comes to the Shah Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and he says, you know, today I was pulling out that water to make an offering to the sun. You know? Sun is God, water is God, everything is God. See, when you move away from Allah Ta'ala, your whole mind is muddled up. You can't find a direction. Please, for Allah Pak's sake, that when you got that line to Allah Ta'ala, whoever that line is, hold. See, between the rod and the fish, what's the line? Allah Pak gives, but how careful are you about the line? How careful are you about the line? The thing is a makhluk, right? That thing can't do anything. But don't you take the maximum precautions, that line that you've got, hold to it. Hold to it. Allah Pak said all these things here for you to understand. That doesn't come just straight. So hold to the line. And especially in this day of fitna, you know, you don't even talk about what's going on. How quickly a person is just thrown out from the room. He's doing things and he's thrown out. So the safety is that shaykh that is on the sunnah. Hold on very firm. And close your eyes, put the blinkers, right? And just hold on. maybe he made a mistake. Right? See, in Sarul Aqaid, when they give a definition of a wali, they don't say he's faultless. Yes, he won't persist on the wrong. He made a mistake, he won't persist. Like a sabi, he would have did a wrong, right? Someone drank, right? But they won't persist on the wrong. They make tawbah straight away. That's why I say, just hold on to this. It's so dangerous, you know, you're hearing things really, you don't, it's no more so strange. It's so bad, it's going to such a, it's going to such a point, such a degree. You know, you hear that when the mails come and you hear and listen, it shakes you up. If you don't keep your composure, the thing shakes you up. Okay, this person and this what's happened. Now, they're asking something, the wife is asking, the brother is asking, the father is asking about his son. So anyway, this Hindu came to Hazrat Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he says to Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, see, I've been doing this all my life, this type of puja I've been doing, but today I thought to myself, hey, the son here, it's so helpless, you know. For the thousands of years, it's got one routine. It can't go out of that routine. If you know, I got some choice, today I can have a picnic, tomorrow I can rest, today I can go late to work, come away early from work. I can make adjustments, you know, to my whole routine I can make an adjustment. So we had a long day, or we had some hard days, so one week would go for Umrah, 2 weeks would go for Umrah, and rest. But that thing got no rest, no picnic, no rest, no bergs, no Table Mountain, nothing. All the time, it's just working. From the time you know about it to now, the thing is just working all the time, so diligently. So that thing, slavery, puts me away. It's a greater slave. I'm a slave of Allah Ta'ala, but that thing, look at the level of this thing, same thing. So when it's such a great slave, then is it an object to be worshipped? Because the deity, how's the pronunciation? Deity or deity? I don't know. All right. So the deity, it's obeyed. It doesn't take instruction. And the son is taking instruction. You go on this route, you don't move this way, you don't move that way. Go on this light, this land. Go on this speed, go on this height. So that is taking instruction. It's not its own boss. So when it's not its own boss, it's a slave, then how can I worship this thing here? It's as helpless like myself. In fact, more helpless than me. It doesn't come of its own, doesn't go of its own. So when it's such a great slave, then how can I worship this thing here? So I just gave it up, and I want to confess before you that I accept Islam. Shadu la ilaha illallah wa Muhammadur Rasulullah. He says that I'm a Hindu, right? And the profession is, we are banyas, right? Jewelers we are, right? So we've got tons of gold. I'm not short of anything. So I'll give you my money. And I know, because I won't accept Islam, then I'll be ostracized by my family. And now I'm at my ripe old age, I need someone to take care of me in this advanced age. I'm nearly 80, 85. I need someone to take care of me at this age. So I'll give you all that money, and you take care of me. Now look at Shah Sahib's answer. Shah Sahib says, see, so Islam will accept, but you know, two things, you have to make khatna. No, I understood all these things there, that you're going to make khatna. I came with that frame of mind. Shah Sahib did this just to see now, what's the commitment? Is he really committed, or is he just saying it? Understood all this. The second thing, he says, see, we don't need your money, because you, my father or my grandfather, is friend, right? And we are taught that you show the same respect to your grandfather's friend or your father's friend, as you showed respect to your father, then show the same respect to your father's friend. So that's our duty. So I will show you the same respect that I showed my father. This was just about barely 6 weeks before he could pass away. You know, you got the hadith, man works, hatta la yakunu baynahu wa baynal nari illa qadra zira'i. Between him and Jahannam is just hardly 1 meter. Fayasbiqu alayhi al-qadr, and taqdeer overtakes. So So just about 6 weeks after that, he passed away. And which time? You know, you thought, hey, this person is gone. All life he went into this idolatry, he's a goner. But you see takdeer. Now that brings you to another question, another thing. That at any level, you can't be complacent and overconfident of yourself. Like he won at the light, at the last lap he won, right? But it's also possible that you can lose at the last lap. At any level of the journey to Jannah, nobody can be overconfident. Allah wants you to keep begging. So show that begging face, that begging appearance, and more especially in this Mubarak month, Mubarak hours. Allah Ta'ala Tawfiq.